USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. President Biden says he's praying for the victims of last night's shooting at Michigan State University.
Three lives have been lost and five seriously injured. And it's the family's worst nightmare. It's happening far too often in this country.
Biden called on Congress to enact common sense gun reforms, including stricter background checks and an assault weapons ban. The administration's providing federal support to local law enforcement in the state. Three people were killed. Five are still critically injured. It's a little scary for residents at the Ohio-Pennsylvania border near where a train derailed earlier in the month, leaking dangerous toxins into nearby areas. Large numbers of animals are being reported dead, even some scattered reports from as far as 5 miles from the crash site. Ohio Governor Mike DeWine tried to reassure people in the community during a news conference.
We're not leaving at East Palestine until everything is done.
DeWine says he's upset about a suspected lapse in safety protocols with the Norfolk Southern Railway train. The EPA continues to investigate since the February 3rd derailment. It could be something, could be nothing. That's the latest from the White House on the objects shot down.
The three high-altitude objects shot down last week over Alaska, Canada, and Lake Huron may turn out to be nothing.
The intelligence community did say that they are considering or looking at this to be potentially benign.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre went on to say that we can't be sure until we know what the objects are and where they came from.
Correspondent John Schaefer reports that won't happen until the debris is found. It's in very remote areas. The U.S. Justice Department is arresting four more people for the 2021 assassination of the Haitian president. Officials in Miami say they include three dual Haitian-American citizens and one Colombian. 11 people have been charged so far. This is USA News.
Attention, small business owners. This could be the most important 10-minute call you will ever make. You may be eligible to receive up to $26,000 per employee through the Employee Retention Credit. Call Omega Accounting Solutions to see if your business is eligible to recover payroll tax pay during the pandemic. All it takes is a quick, easy, free 10-minute consultation to determine your qualifications. Call Omega Accounting Solutions at 800-309-ERC. Omega's knowledgeable staff will streamline the process of filing complicated paperwork. Omega is the small business champion with teams dedicated to maximizing tax credits. CPAs even turn to Omega for ERC guidance. Take advantage of this exclusive small business tax credit before it's too late. The 3-year sunset deadline is setting soon. So find out if you qualify today. Call 800-309-ERC. That's 800-309-ERC. Or visit OmegaTaxCredits.com.
A bill that would make Kentucky a Second Amendment sanctuary state has passed a House committee there. The measure would prohibit the enforcement of a federal ban or regulation of firearms.
It ensures that our local tax dollars won't be going to enforce Second Amendment issues that the federal government deems to be inappropriate.
That's the bill's sponsor, Republican Josh Bray. A similar bill was introduced last year. It passed the House but died in the Senate. Governor Ron DeSantis in Florida reaffirming his vow to reform his state's capital sentencing process. The governor made today's declaration exactly 5 years after the deadly mass shooting at a school in Parkland. He criticized the ruling last year to sentence the convicted shooter to life in prison. He went on to say the state is working on a way to remove the required unanimous vote for the death penalty. Flags across Florida are at half-staff in memory of the 17 victims who lost their lives. The father of the man who killed three people and injured five others at Michigan State is speaking out. He stated his son became evil and mean following the death of his mother 2 years ago. He explained that the 43-year-old had a difficult time processing her death and became a hermit after quitting his job. The gunman's father said he attempted to get him into counseling, but noted, "You never know what your kid will do when they walk out that door." He also didn't know why his son targeted the school or believed that his son was a danger to himself or others prior to the shooting. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Nothing fights the winter blues like a delicious and satisfying meal. Luckily, Omaha Steaks makes it easy to stock up and fill your freezer with flavor. Save on perfectly portioned favorites, easy meals, and so much more with Omaha Steaks Freezer Filler Sale. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $30 off your order. That's $30 off an endless variety of gourmet choices. Visit omahasteaks.com, use promo code TREAT at checkout to get that extra $30 off your order. Minimum order may be required.